This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Democrat John Kerry has picked North Carolina Senator John Edwards to be his running mate, as we've been reporting. Edwards competed against Kerry during the Democratic presidential primaries and is a favorite of many Democratic voters. Senator Kerry spoke at a rally in Pittsburgh today and named his running mate.
A man whose life has prepared him for leadership and whose character brings him to exercise it. I am pleased to announce that with your help, the next Vice President of the United States of America will be Senator John Edwards from North Carolina.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is covering this story and joins us now. And Mara, why John Edwards?
Well, John Edwards had, as you said, tremendous support inside the Democratic Party. He ran against John Kerry in the primaries, and in the opinion of many Democrats who watched him, he ran very, very well. He's a real political talent. He has a lot of pizzazz. He gave a great stump speech. He had a lot of support by his fellow senators and by a lot of rank-and-file Democrats. And I think that John Kerry thinks that John Edwards will bring a certain amount of excitement to the ticket and make it much, much stronger.
What's known about when and how John Kerry made this choice?
Well, reportedly, he made the choice last night. The way it was described to me last week by a Democratic office holder was that John Kerry is now in the process of convincing himself that his idea was to pick Edwards all along. What we do know was that personally, John Kerry had a stronger rapport with Dick Gephardt. In some ways, his heart was really with Dick Gephardt. He expressed some personal distance from John Edwards during the primary. At one point, he made a crack about how John Edwards was still in diapers when John Kerry was fighting in Vietnam. And he had an attitude about John Edwards during the primaries was like, where did this upstart come from? Because, of course, as you know, John Edwards hasn't even finished one full term in the United States Senate, and he's never run for any other elected office. But I think he did come to understand that John Edwards was the strongest choice of the ones he had before him, that Dick Gephardt, even though he has tremendous respect for him, was seen as an old-style Democrat, someone who couldn't bring as much to the ticket.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. What is it that Edwards brings in terms of a block of voters or a group of voters to the ticket, or is it just his energy?
Well, I don't think he brings a block of voters to the ticket. I think the campaign feels he would do very well in the Midwest. He is a Southerner. I don't think he brings necessarily any electoral votes with him. His own state of North Carolina, it's not clear that he could even bring that. In 2000, Bush won that state 56-44 over Al Gore. But he does have this fabulous stump speech about two Americas. He can certainly talk to the economic distress of a lot of Americans, especially in the Midwest, in those industrial states. He's an expert debater. He was a trial lawyer. He has a terrific life story, son of a mill worker, which he says in every single campaign stop. That's a contrast to Cheney, which, of course, the Democrats are trying to paint as a tool of business interests, Halliburton. So he certainly can bring all of those things.
Well, now, vice presidential picks are seen as something that sends a message about the candidate. What does this selection say about John Kerry?
I think it says two things. I think it says that John Kerry is confident enough, secure enough, that he's not worried about being overshadowed by someone who is more charismatic and exciting on the stump, perhaps, than he is. I think it also says that his analysis of this campaign is that the national security portion of it doesn't need shoring up. In other words, he would have picked Dick Gephardt, someone with more national security credentials and experience, if he felt that he needed more of that, especially in a year when Iraq and terrorism are first and foremost on the top of the issues for this campaign. But he must feel secure enough that his own experience and his Vietnam record takes care of that, and that's why he looked to Edwards.
And in a couple of seconds, what is the Bush campaign saying about this choice?
Well, they've already put out a press release calling John Edwards a disingenuous, unaccomplished liberal and friend to personal injury trial lawyers, and they have a whole website that they refer you to find out more about him. Clearly, they're going to attack him as a tool of special interests, the trial lawyers, as the second choice to John McCain, who we know John Kerry did reach out to be the vice president, and the business lobby, the Chamber of Commerce, plans big, big attacks on John Edwards as a tool of the trial lawyers.
Okay, thanks. NPR's Mara Liasson, a national political correspondent.